And the parent corporation for Airbus, which is Europe's biggest defense contractor, is making a major push for a contract to build refueling tankers for the U.S. Air Force. The European Aeronautic Defense and Space Company, or EADS, has selected Mobile, Alabama as the site of an engineering and manufacturing plant. NPR's Wendy Kaufman reports.
Ralph Crosby, the chairman of EADS North America, says the firm was extremely impressed by the Alabama proposal and by the enthusiastic support from the city of Mobile, the state, and Alabama's congressional delegation. Boeing, the American aerospace giant, had the tanker contract, but it was canceled last year amid a major procurement scandal. The Pentagon decided to reopen the bidding, and yesterday, Crosby said EADS would build what could become a $600 million facility, employing more than 1,000 individuals. The move is designed to put an American spin on their bid for the tankers.
We look forward to bringing the jobs, the technology, making the economic contribution to the United States, and guaranteeing to deliver the best possible products to serve the needs of our armed forces.
The tanker contract is a hot political issue, and Alabama's two Republican senators, who pledged to lobby for the deal, carry a lot of clout when it comes to defense spending. Ordinarily, a bid by a foreign-owned company for a major defense contract wouldn't get very far. But in this case, it's not just Alabama's congressional delegation which supports the bid. Other key members of Congress are calling on the Pentagon to waive Buy America requirements and consider a proposal from EADS along with proposals from Boeing. They're concerned about the procurement process in general and concerned about a contract with just a single bidder, especially one which broke so many rules. Stuart Nibley, a Washington, D.C. lawyer who's chaired many American Bar Association committees on government procurement, believes that Boeing's misdeeds have given the European company an opening.
Whether these can succeed is another question, because Boeing has been very successful at this type of procurement for good reason. It's very good at it.
The Air Force is tentatively slated to award an initial contract by late next year if an independent review concludes that the Air Force needs new aerial tankers. Wendy Kaufman, NPR News.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.